We are in Siman Kafayin. Let's just go through the Shulchan Aruch tonight. It's the flip side of last week's case. So last week's case was the Yisrael borrowed money from a non-Jew and had another Yisrael be the Arif, be the guarantor. So the Gemara implies the Gemara says it depends how the guarantee is set up. Right, so if there is a what we consider an arif, our case of a guarantor, that you go to the lova first, and the lova can't pay, so then you go to the guarantor. So it sounds like that should be okay. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. But if it's what we call an arif shluftutz, it's an arif where we automatically go to the guarantor first. So then you have a major problem, because then what you have is the non-Jew is the malva. He's giving the money to the lova. He's giving $100 to the lova. To the Arif Shluftutz, to the Arif. The Arif is responsible to pay back 110. So that's okay. The only problem is this, why is he called an Arif? It's because there's another guy who's the Lova. So the Arif is giving the $100 to the Lova and expecting the $110 back. So you have, the Halakha considers it to be like two different loans. And one of the loans is from non-Jewish Malva to Arif, so that's okay. But the other loan, the loan of the Arif to the Jewish Lova, is a problem, because the Arif is giving him $100 and he's getting $110 back in return. So that was last week's case. And then there is a shaila about a middle case where the person has a choice about whether he's going to go to the Malva or the Lova. That was a machlokas that the Mechaber had. Fine. So then we have this week's case is flips things around a little bit and says v'chein and sif beis kafayin and sif beis v'chein ovei kochavim shalovim Yisrael. So let's say you have a non-Jew that borrows from a Jew. So you have, instead of having the non-Jew as the malva, you have the non-Jew as the lova. So then usr li Yisrael lioslo arif. So you still, even in that case, you can't have a Jew being an arif, right? Because you're going to end up being with the same scenario or a similar scenario.
So the Jew is the arif.
Here in this case, right. A Jew is an Arif for a non-Jew, so you have a Jew as a Malva. So if you set it up in a particular way, if you set it up so that the Malva and the Arif are corresponding directly, so now you're going to have a Jew and a Jew involved in the Ribbis loan together, one-on-one. Okay? So that's all the Mechaber says. The Mechaber just has that line. Now the Shach right away points out and says, you know, it's interesting, in the previous case, the Mechaber divided himself up into three categories of Arif. There's no such division that's going on over here, right? There's three categories in Arif. You have a Stam Arif, an Arif Shluftutz, and you have an Arif Kablan in the middle. We could go either way. So the Shach says, you don't have that in this scenario. Why not? So,
where?
The Shach is in Siv Gimel.
Oh, it's in Gimel, okay.
Right? Eino Arif Shluftutz. Right? I'm sorry, Filu Eino Arif Shluftutz. Even if he's not an Arif Shluftutz, he's still going to have a problem. Why? Mishum de Nimsa Shemamonu Shomalva Misraba Eitzel HaKavlon. Because even if he's an Arif Kavlon, you're going to have a case where the money of the Malva is going to multiply in the hands of the Kavlon. Vishtakeach, and what are you going to find? The Yisrael, May Yisrael Kashakil, that a Jew is collecting directly from a Jew. And he's collecting more than he gave. In which case, you're going to have a direct ribbis situation from one Jew to another Jew. Right, Aval Le'el, the Sif Aleph, but earlier, right, Yisrael Halov Min Ovi Kochavim, when the Jew is the Lova and the Ovi Kochavim is the Malva, right, Afal Pishim Amonu Shal Malva Misrabe Yisrael HaKablon, even though the money of the Malva is expanding in the hands of the Kablon, Leislam, you don't have a problem. Ta Ovi Kochavim Yisrael Kashakal. Because in that scenario, you have the Ovi Kochavim collecting from a Jew, Ribbis. Vashari, and therefore it's okay. And Ladas HaYish Omrim She'enu Aser El B'Shluftutz, and according to the Yish Omrim, that's only a problem by the Shluftutz, V'ayimachus Maram Galati Simachav Beis, right? According to that Mandamar, so even if you assume that a Arif Kablan is permissible when the non-Jew is the Malva, if a Jew is the Malva, so then you can't do that, because you're going to end up having a direct relationship from the Arif, even the Arif Kablan, to the Malva. So that's why that possibility is left out in the hands of the Mechaber. Okay? So then the Ramah turns around and says, and it's a pretty lengthy Ramah, as you can, it's an iceberg Ramah. Right, you see?
Oh, good,
yeah. Okay, so it's not too bad. So the Ramah comes and says, Eli im hisna im ovikuchavim. So this kind of arrangement is prohibited, where you have a Jew guaranteeing a non-Jew's loan. Ella im kain, unless hisna ima ovikuchavim, you made a tenai with an ovikuchavim, shakolzman sheyeshuli froa lo yadichenu etzal arif. Right, that if he has the ability to repay, it's never going to be shot over to the arif. So as shari, in that case, it would be permissible lekabel hakeren v'haribis me Yisrael im lo yifro ovikuchavim. So then it would be permissible, and it would be permissible for the Jew to collect from the Jew ribis. That ends up being what's going to happen here, right? The Jew is collecting directly from the Jew ribbis. But as long as we have a shield, what's the shield? The shield is that there's a non-Jew in the middle. So the non-Jew says, he goes to the non-Jew and says, "You owe me the $110 for the 100 loan I gave you," and he says, "Sorry, I can't pay you back. I can't pay back at all." So then he goes to the Jew. So as long as he has to go to the non-Jew in the middle, right? By the Ariv Kablan, he had a choice of going to the Jew or whether to go to the non-Jew. As long as he has to go to the Arev, to the non-Jew in the middle before going to the Arev, so that it's permissible, because it's clearly the loan from the Jew to the non-Jew that's going on, and the Jews are going to then go after the non-Jew for his money. For his money back. Okay? So that is Ramah, so that's okay. V'im ha'Yisrael Arev, what about if the Jew is the Arev?
Low.
V'im ha'Yisrael Arev low. Be'ara Karen, v'lo be'ara Ribis. What about the following? What if the Jew is only the Arev for him on behalf of the Karen, but not on behalf of the Ribis? Nice. So he says to the non-Jew, "I'll guarantee you the money, but only the principal, only the $100, the extra $10, extra Ribis money you're going to be on your own for." So Ela Yishlo Lika Haribis Min Ovikuchavim. He's going to have to collect the Ribis from the non-Jew. O Lehepich. Right, or the opposite case, the Jew only guarantees the ribbis. Still, that's okay. Shari v'lobara ribbis, v'lobara karen, but he only guarantees the ribbis, he doesn't guarantee the karen at all. That, even that, is permissible. Okay, so you end up having that a Jew is paying back the Jew ribbis, but he's only paying the ribbis, he's not paying the karen itself. Right, so that, as long as he has nothing to do with the karen itself, that's going to be okay.
If the combination is okay, why is it a big... certainly individually, each one, principal and ribbis should be okay. I mean, we already said that the combination...
Why is the karen is okay? Why? The karen is okay because if he only guarantees the karen, that's just a straight-up loan. So he's only guaranteeing the straight-up money for money. Right? So that's okay. Why is...
But I thought the first case was...
The combination was okay if he was the second in...
Why don't we do the first case? The case that we spent the first 10 minutes of this year... discussing is where he's guaranteeing the full thing. So if he's guaranteeing the full thing, that's prohibited. He's right. A Jew is not allowed to guarantee a non-Jew's loan from a Jew, except for if it's set up that he would have to go to the non-Jew first.
Right.
Okay. So this is not talking about that case. This is talking about one of the other Arev cases where he could potentially go to the Jew first. The Jew could be going straight to the Jew to get his money back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So number one, he says if he only is guaranteeing the karen, he's only guaranteeing the principal. So that's okay. He's just paying back principal. Now he is participating in a ribbis loan, but that's okay. It's a permissible ribbis loan. It's a Jew lending money to a non-Jew on ribbis. And in his relationship with the Jew is only a one-to-one thing. It's only a non-ribbis, principle-based situation. Right? The bigger chiddush is the opposite case, where he guarantees the ribbis. Right? So he's not guaranteeing anything having to do with the $100. But if the ribbis gets out of hand, such that the non-Jew is not able to pay back the ribbis, he's willing to guarantee the ribbis without the karen. So why is that? Why is that okay? So Yes, it sends me to the wrong place. Why is that okay? So I believe it's okay even in general to just, I'm going to, well, that's not a good example. Shar v'lebaada ribis v'lebaada keren matu. So why is that okay? So it's not a ribis loan. First of all, when we discuss the issue of ribis, it's because that there's a guarantee that there's going to be more money that you're going to come back. That's the prohibited thing. But here, there's no guarantee you're even getting to that ribis amount. You're not even getting there. Here, you're just saying to the non-Jew, I'm hereby paying your ribis on your behalf. As long as you're outside the realm of the keren, so it sounds like that is permissible. That's the psak that the Rambam gives here. Fine. Then he continues on and says, V'dafka shev ovi kuchavim lokea hama'us miyad hamalve. Now this only works if the non-Jew is the one taking the money from the malve. Aval im Yisrael arev v'lachan miyado afal pisha os v'shvil ovi kuchavim aser. Right, but if the non-Jew, if the Jew happens to be the middleman, so then you're going to have a problem. Why are you going to have a problem in this scenario? Right? This looks pretty bad. Right? The non-Jew is going. He's saying it only works if the non-Jew takes the money, and the Jew is just on the side guaranteeing it. But if the Jew is the one who actually takes the money, right? Besides being the guarantor, he also is the one who's providing it. So now what are you having? You're having a Jew being the middleman. You're having a Jew going to another Jew saying, here, I'm taking $100, and you're going to get $110 out of the money you're giving to me. Well, why in the world would that be okay? Well, it's not for me, it's for him. So they're saying that that's a problem already. You're putting the Jew as the middleman in terms of handling the money, having a Jew and another Jew personally interact with regards to a ribis loan. So says the Ramah, Usher.
Even if
that's not going to be allowed.
Even if you only guarantees the principal or only guarantees the...
Right, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Now, why? It sounds like that. It sounds some kind of Mar. I don't know if it's just a Marasayan thing or if it's worse than that. Yeah, he says here, Aser mishum dehamos nisnim yad Yisrael liyad Yisrael habeiz venira kenosin ribis. So right, you put in that word venira. So venira is always an indicator that we're talking about a Marasayan issue. Well, the shach and sivav adds in the word venira kenosin ribis. What do we mean? Not so to in our case. I'm not sure. That's a katsutza. That says ayin. I'm not sure. Aser, right? Vegam nira. Right. I mean, I was curious how this would work in the realm of computers. What if it's not? There's no. Right. The Shulchan Aruch is working in a world of people handing money from one another. What about if it's a computer handing from one person to another person? So would that still maintain the same Marasayan issue? I don't know. Rabbi Reisman didn't have it in the book, from what I could tell. Okay, so next, and then we throw in another concept that we've alluded to over the last couple of simanim, v'dafka below mashkam. Right now, that problem which you just said, that if a Jew is the one who is placing himself in the middle, and besides being the Ariv is also being the actual money collector, so that we said that that's a problem. However, v'dafka below mashkam, but only if there is no scenario of a mashkam. What's the case of the mashkam? That's where something from the non-Jew, right? Aval im nosin lo, continue on a little bit, aval im nosin lo mashkam, shal ovi kuchavim biyana keren, but if he gives... If there's a mashkon of the non-Jew ba'ad keren that's on behalf of the keren, so yachol la'arev lo be'ed ba'ad haribis the ikar halva ala mashkon. So then the arev, meaning our Jew, is allowed to collect the money because the main point of the halva is clearly not about the money, but rather it's about this mashkon. So afal gavdehu notlan miyad Yisrael hamalva, even though he's collecting it from the Jewish malva, v'chilu halovel liyad ovi kochavim dami. Then when there is a mashkon that is changing hands, so then it's not like he's giving it to the arev, who was then going to thereby go ahead and give it to the non-Jew. No, then it's like he has has a direct relationship with the non-Jew, and then it's going to be okay. Now, how that would fit into modern day, I don't know. But what the Rama is setting up here clearly is, it's also unclear at that point where does where does it stop being a loan and start being a mecher? I think we've run into this problem in the past as well. Right? If he's lending money and he's getting a collateral in between, in exchange, so, I mean, the assumption is he's not making a kinyan because he could ultimately give back he could be forced to give back the mashkun at the end. But still, there's a quid pro quo that is going on there that takes the middleman out of the picture. Fine. So v'im hayali Yisrael mashkon me'ovi kuchavim. But if the Jew has a mashkon from the non-Jew, o arev ovi kuchavim uva Yisrael, or a
Arev.
Well, how do you say it,
Rita?
Right. Sorry. Oh, Arev Ovi Kuchavim Uva Yisrael V'Amrle Lamalva, or the Ovi Kuchavim was an Arev.
Yeah.
Uva Yisrael, and the Yisrael came to V'Amrle Lamalva and said to the Malva, she Yachsur Ovi Kuchavim Mashkun Shelo. Ah, okay. So here we go. So if there was a mashkun from the non-Jew, or there was an arev ovi kuchavim, and a Jew came along and said to the malve that you should give back the mashkun to the non-Jew, right? Shelo o she yiftar arev ovi kuchavim, or exempt that arev vu arev lo, and I'll be the arev for you. So a Jew is stepping in and becoming the arev. So tzarech l'shalim lo kol hakeren v'haribis sha'lo alav ad osu hayom. So what does he do? He would have to pay all of the keren and all of the ribis that existed until that day. I mean, until that time, when there was it was clear that there was a relationship from the Jewish malve to the non-Jewish love by way of a what's it called? By way of a
mashkon,
right? By way of a collateral. So it's clear that they had that relationship, and the ribbis is building up, and that's okay. Or you had a non-Jewish arev with a Jew is stepping in for, but that whole time it was okay. I mean, the ribbis was building up, that's okay. So you have to have all of the ribbis, all of the keren, all the ribbis that is covered until that day. That is that's okay. About lo a ribbis sheyala love mikan ve'elich, but he can't be responsible for ribbis that is going to grow from then and onwards. Okay, so he could take over that loan. He could take over that loan, and there's I guess maybe a fancier for, he could take over the investment, right? You could think about investment as well. He could take over that investment, but in terms of, but he can't be adding on any additional ribbis payments up to that point. Unless you can make it out that the shmashkon is worth more, so then he'd be able to pay more ribbis until he equals the amount of that mashkon, or until the mashkon gets returned. What is that going on there? What does the word zakaf mean?
Zakef means to stand up.
Right, that's what it means. Right, Zakef kafufim, right? He straightens the bent. So what does it mean here in this context? I wasn't sure. But it sounds like it's Zakef Ovi Kuchavim Akeren Ribis, that the Ovi Kuchavim decides to take the Karen and the Ribis and puts them together. So it becomes one lump sum that's required to be paid back. As afilu mashi ya'ala alav achar kach havei kekeren. So even that which came afterwards is considered like kerem, but tzarech l'shalim lo hakol, and he would be responsible to pay back everything. It sounds like here again this is where a Jew is stepping in the middle. Afil lo ayah hamashkon shava, even if the mashkon was not worth that amount. Afil lo ayah lo mashkon kol, even if there wasn't a mashkon. El pater arev ovi kochavim shehayelo, but he would then exempt the Arev Obikul Chavim, which he had. I mean, if he's stepping in, there's these later cases where he's stepping in for the Arev that already existed, so if he's stepping in at that point for an Arev that already existed, so the loan, whatever existed, existed, and he's allowed to recognize that as a lump sum, even though there was a ribis component to that, but he can recognize that as a lump sum, can take over that loan, and then let the... ribis payment, and then he would, yeah. But he would obviously have to cease at that point having ribis payments that are going to come, that are going to come above that. Okay, so that is the long Ramah here, right? So how these go along and play? And I didn't see any Horizon footnotes for how this would play into modern day things, but certainly the issue of mashkon would certainly come up. I mean, when there is a lump payment, taking over IOUs and things that are already in process of being paid, so those are high finance kinds of things that people would do.
Because a mortgage would be considered a mashkon, right?
Right. So maybe refinancing a mortgage, one could see. Right. That actually might maybe not be. If a Jew would refinance a mortgage for another, well, either way, either to the Jewish bank or for the Jewish worker, if he takes over the mortgage at that point, that's okay. He only needs a heter iska going forward. He wouldn't need a heter iska going backwards. That would be a nafkamina. Okay. Stop here.